If you're a member of the public and you wish to participate, you can let us know of your intention to testify by either using the raise your hand Zoom feature, which is located at the bottom of your screen, or you can simply wave your hand in front of your camera, again, to let us know of your intention to participate. Also, if you're participating over telephone, it's possible to press *9 on your keypad and announce that you'd like to comment. Please note that we welcome and appreciate public comment on today's items, but all testimony should be pertinent to the request and be provided in a respectful, professional manner. Any participant that causes disruption to today's meeting will be removed from the hearing. In the unlikely event that we experience technical issues during the hearing, we will conclude the hearing and resume again at 1 o'clock this afternoon using the same Zoom link and telephone number. Finally, as we get ready to begin, I'd like to read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The Development Hearing Officer, DHO, was created in 2022 by amendment to the IDO, the Integrated Development Ordinance. In considering all applications today, the DHO and members of the DFT apply the standards and requirements of the IDO, the city's development process manual, and other applicable city standards when reviewing today's applications. That will conclude my opening remarks. Thank you for your patience. Let's begin with item number one on the agenda this morning. That is PR 2025-020112, minor plat application number 2025-00045, minor preliminary and final plat request. Tim Aldrich, agent for Giovanna Coppola, requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot track 3, Cutter Industrial Park Unit 6, zoned NRLM, located at 3601 and 3701 Princeton Drive Northeast, on the west side of Princeton Drive Northeast between Aztec Road Northeast and Comanche Road Northeast. Subject site contains approximately 2.4618 acres in area. Do we have a member of the applicant team with us this morning?
Tim Aldrich here. I'm not sure if my camera is working. I don't think so. The host has disabled it.
Give us 1 second, Mr. Aldrich. Your audio is coming through clearly, but let's see if we can get your camera.
I think I might be under a Samsung thing by accident.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Tim, you're a co-host now. You should go share your screen. Just for future reference, put your name in there and I'll make you co-host.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Tim, anyway, pardon the interruption. Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, agent for Giovanna Coppola, Dynamic Ventures. We submitted this minor plat application. The purpose of the plat is to...
Mr. Aldrich, yeah. I apologize. Real quick, would you give us your mailing address for the record, and then let me swear you in, and then I'll give you opportunity to explain the request.
Yes, sir. My name is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, P.O. Box 30701, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87190.
Thank you so much. Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes.
All right. Sorry about the interruption. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. The purpose of this, as you can see on the sheet that's shown on the plat, that is the existing conditions. The purpose is to eliminate that lot line that crosses the property. Presently, that goes through one of the buildings. This site was built in the 70s. There's three existing companies that are on this site, and our purpose now is to actually create the lot line, make the lot lines so they fit better with the uses of the property for the three owners. And also along that line to grant a cross access and cross drainage easement.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Next, we'll go to members of the...
Mr. Williams, go ahead, sir. One more thing.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. I had also wanted to note I sent to Jay and David Gutierrez some information via email in reference to comments I received last night. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now let's jump over to any members of the public that wish to speak on item number one, PR 2025-020112. If you are a member of the public and you wish to speak on this, if you would just use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let us know. Scrolling through our participants and not seeing anyone. All right, last call for any members of the public for item number one. All right, Mr. Aldrich, sit tight. Let's hear from our DFT members and then I'll come back to you. Let's start with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Let me swear you in and then I'll give you an opportunity to provide comments. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Hi, Tim. For future
Hi.
development, place any for any future development, please place a request for availability. As always, no objections to the lot layout. I just need to confirm that they have their separate accounts, and I did get your email. Looks like that is the case. I'll just confirm that before I sign off, but no objections at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on to Parks and Rec. Let's see, do we have anybody from Parks?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Give me one second. I'll read off Parks' comments.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck.
And one other thing too, I'm going to note this. It looks like in our email last night,
Jay,
or
let me swear you in real quick.
yes, sir. But
Swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
yes, I do.
All right, sorry about that. Go ahead.
So before I go to Parks' comments, I just want to note that we sent out in our email, when we sent out our comments, we put the Zoom instructions for another meeting. The correct instructions are in the agenda that were sent out, that was sent out. But I am sending out to everyone that was copying the comments the correct Zoom information. And hopefully we don't have anybody lingering in the waiting room for the other meeting. So I think, Mr. Hearing Officer, I want to go through Park's comments, but what I'm going to do is assign hosting to another staff member here, and then just go in. I need to go into that other meeting and make sure that nobody is hanging out there. Because we could have a due process issue, sir.
Sure. Jay, would it be easier if we pause, took a brief recess on this to allow you an opportunity to go to the other
We
meeting
could
room?
also, absolutely, sir. We could also
Okay.
pause this meeting for just I'd say 5 to 10 minutes, whatever you want to
Okay, why
do.
don't we do this? I've got 9:14. I apologize to our participants. We want to make sure we've got everybody available so that we can complete the meeting and have a good meeting. So let's take a break for 5 minutes. It's 9:14. We will resume at 9:19 and come back shortly.
Thank you.
or do we need
Yes,
to
sir.
start?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right, good. Mr. Aldrich, thank you so much for your patience. Again, for the record, we are on item number one, PR 2025-020112. We have heard from Mr. Aldrich. We have heard from the Water Authority. Do we have somebody next for our DFT would be Parks and Rec. Jay, do we have somebody online
Yes,
from
one
Parks?
second here.
Sure.
Let me pull that up. All right, here we go, sir. And I have been sworn in. Just want to note that for the record.
Yes, thank you.
And after that wait, no objections to the requested action.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Rodenbeck. Let's move on to hydrology. Mr. Chin, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in and then I'll give you an opportunity to testify. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What are hydrology comments?
Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Jay, I don't have the video. I can't turn the video off.
One second, sir. I'll make that.
All right, thank
I'll
you.
get that changed. You're a co-host now, Teekwon.
And there's your video. All right, thank you, Mr. Chin. Appreciate that. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation comments next. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much, Ernest. Go ahead.
Okay. Princeton is a local road and requires 5 foot sidewalks with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Your drawing shows 6 foot sidewalk with a 3.5 foot landscape buffer. The sidewalk is more than adequate, and transportation has no objection to the landscape buffer width. We have no objections. As a reminder, any future development will need an approved TCL and will need to submit a traffic scoping form to determine if a TIS is required.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Mr. Rodenbeck, do we have somebody from Code, or does Code have comments on this particular matter?
Is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe Jacob Boylan is
Okay.
relaying code comments.
Mr. Boylan, good morning, sir.
Morning, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Let me swear you in and then we'll let you give us Code comments. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Code enforcement had no objections and no comments.
All right. Thank you. Let's see, Ms. Montoya, are you providing planning comments?
I am.
All right, excellent. Let me swear you in. You swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay, so this did not come in for sketch first, so this is the first time we are seeing it. So I have some questions regarding the parking. What Mr. Aldrich is proposing to do is creating these three lots. And one of the lot lines is going through a building, which I'll address in a second. But each lot needs to meet the parking lot requirements. I do see that he sent in something this morning, but I still can't determine how all the parking spaces are meeting the land uses. So I'll need some clarification on that from Mr. Aldrich.
Ms. Montoya, Tim Aldrich here. One of the owners, Mr. Coppola, should be in the meeting if he could get sworn in. He and Adam Amestoy could comment on the parking better than I could.
Okay.
The three properties are, one's a cannabis cultivation, one is a supply house, one is solar manufacturing. They're all wholesale establishments. The public isn't going in. It's just employee parking primarily.
Okay. So
And the one last thing, excuse me, and the wall that you mentioned in there, that's got in a, there's an approved firewall along that lot line.
on this lot line?
Yes.
Okay. And can you provide a proof of that?
Yes, we can provide proof of that. Yes.
Okay, because we'll need that, because in order to run a lot line through a building, we'll have to have proof of that firewall. You'll have to have
Yeah.
that verified with the building safety division.
That's Ms. Montoya, Tim Aldrich here. Yes, that's already been approved on the plan set. We can provide that to you though.
Okay, I appreciate that. Let's see.
Ms. Montoya, did you need to hear from either Mr. Coppola or Mr. Amstoy on the parking issues?
That can be conditioned,
Okay.
I believe, right, Jay?
This is Jay Rudenbeck. What could you please clarify what needs can be conditioned? The firewall?
No, the parking per lot. You did
Yeah,
send in a.
I think we
Sorry.
can. The only thing is if it changes the lot sizes or configurations of the lots, that's my only, excuse me, concern on the parking.
Mr. Rodenbeck, there is that shared parking agreement, and there's a ton of parking in the on the back northwest
Okay.
area.
You do have a shared parking agreement. Okay.
Yeah, I
He
thought
sent us this
that should cover
morning.
the whole thing. If you look at the plan set I sent or the exhibit I sent shows the all the parking. And I'm sorry, not that one. The exhibit with the of the overall site. That one, you can see that has all the parking around the whole area. That's all shared parking.
So the only issue with that is that in ages, I show that your lot line runs to where my arrow is going right now. So these parking lots actually don't count, but each lot has to be capable. Well, with the shared parking agreement, that's fine, but I just need evidence that per each land use, if you could have something written out that states like this lot is doing cannabis cultivation, so this is the required amount just to show as an
Okay.
exhibit. Does that make
Yeah.
sense?
Yes, Ms. Montoya, yes, it does. Tim Aldrich here. I would like to mention the ages line work in that area is incorrect.
Okay.
Just so that the drawing that you were looking at there is from our actual field survey.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks for the
Yeah.
clarification.
Yes, ma'am. We can provide all the data you requested though.
Just on the parking, that's what I need.
Okay. Thank you.
I think you're welcome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. And just as a reminder, staff, if you do me a favor and any conditions that might be predicated on approval, if you would make sure and put those in the chat box for me, just helps to helps me when the decision comes and then helps me to remember specific issues that you all need to be addressed. Okay, I think we've covered everybody on our DFT meeting. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see your hand is up. Go ahead, please, sir.
This is Jay Rohnbeck. I just want to go back to the parking. With the shared parking agreement, Tim, that covers everything, correct? On the site?
Yes.
Okay. We have traditionally, Mr. Hearing Officer, conditioned for approval parking requirements with platting. So like I said before, I'm just concerned that if there was a requirement to change the lot size or configuration as a result of parking requirements, that would be something that I would want to condition in that case, but Anthony, if you feel comfortable with it, I mean, we got a shared parking agreement. Mr. Hearing Officer, if you're comfortable with it, I'm fine with conditioning that for.
Sure. And let me defer back to either Mr. Aldrich and or his client. Mr. Aldrich, are you? I mean, I don't want to see you get into a situation where, as Mr. Rodenbeck has expressed, that there may be a technical issue that causes a problem or invalidates any sort of approval that you may be granted today. Are you comfortable moving forward? And again, this is completely up to you. We can continue this morning, or if you'd like, we can defer this to a future hearing so that you have an opportunity to meet with staff just to double check that there's not a parking issue. But I'll certainly defer to your preference.
I believe I'm okay with moving forward.
Okay. Thank you for that. Those are all the comments from our DFT staff members, Mr. Aldrich. Were there any closing remarks or questions or closing remarks that you had at this point?
Mr. Wood, no, I don't have any. Tim Aldrich here. I don't have any remarks. I appreciate everyone's input.
Okay. All righty. As it pertains to item number one, PR 2025-020112, minor plat application 2025-00045. I am going to approve this request because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and applicable city regulations. This approval is predicated on the following conditions. Let me catch up here. I apologize. As indicated by our planning representative, a parking exhibit is requested for the land uses for each of the lots. Additionally, as we discussed, proof of the firewall from the chief building official or the building safety division is requested as well.
This is Jay Rudnick. Anthony, did we have like project and application numbers added, and do we have an HSDXF file approval?
He did.
Mr. Rosenberg? No.
Sorry. There is a
Mr. Rosenberg?
DXF file already in the emails in his submittal, and he does need his project and application numbers corrected. That's it.
So could you please add that to the chat?
Sorry about that.
And I'll the third condition is just discussed by Mr. Rodenbeck and Ms. Montoya. Third condition of the approval would be to place the project and application numbers on the plat.
And this is Jay Rodenbeck.
Hey,
Just
Jay.
meaning to make sure we have the date of approval on the plat as well, 10.
Yes, as indicated by Mr. Rodenbeck, the fourth condition would be the date of approval needs to be included on the plat.
Okie doke.
And I think it looks like those are all the comments. So, with that, Mr. Aldrich, thank you so much. Appreciate your participation and testimony.
Thank you very much, everybody.